Not even the Cleveland chill could stop the Jags from warming up to a winning streak.
We're coming into games expecting to win now. I think that's the biggest thing with us.
A happy homecoming gives the Jags a comeback win.
It was hard all day, you got it.
From getting better to getting wins, the 2013 Jags have taken on the persona of their head coach.
It takes discipline to have that mindset. We're not there yet, but you're feeling it.
And it feels good.
We're doing it! We'll keep it going!
No time to celebrate. 72 hours until another kickoff. Home against Houston as the Jag season heats up in December.
This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate. NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars.
Man, we didn't flinch. Murphy, he came strong today. He was really strong.
He always talks about beating Murphy's Law. That's what that was all about. The Jags, well, they've beaten Murphy, the Titans, the Texans, and the Browns all in the last month. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jaguars All Access. Another win to talk about. I'm Brett Martineau, joined as always by Jeff Lagerman. 3 out of 4 wasn't supposed to happen with this football team. What in the fighting Gus Bradley's is going on?
But it's the time of year that you want it to happen, right? And the fashion that you wanted it to happen, because this team fought back 4 times during the game to get the lead.
Realistically, there's still a team getting better on the rise. There's a softer part of the schedule, but let's enjoy this. They've got a chance to go after 3 in a row on Thursday night.
They've got an opportunity, and I really hope that this football team can do it at home for the hometown crowd.
All right, we'll see if they can get it done.
All right, let's take a look at the top plays from yesterday's game. Big win in Cleveland. So light 'em up.
Play number 3, Maurice Jones-Drew throws it to Mercedes Lewis. First non-quarterback touchdown pass in Jags history.
And believe it or not, that's his first touchdown pass for Mercedes this year, and he had to get it from a running back? I mean, that was nice, though. I mean, great play design by offensive coordinator Jed Fisch. Saw it twice in the college football games on Saturday.
How about that? Play number 2. And how about the 2 rookies in the secondary? Second round pick Jonathan Cyprian picks off a pass. This time he held on to it. And then moments later, third round pick Dwayne Grotz got one as well.
I guarantee you that the sport coach for David Caldwell, the general manager, did not fit right after that second interception, as proud as he was with his chest sticking
Stick
out.
Stick that chest
hey,
out.
Hey, my draft picks are making picks.
Hey, that's what it's all about. Those young guys getting a lot better. And play number 1, Cecil Shorts the 3rd. Put it on the mantle, Cecil. Game-winning catch in his hometown.
The pride of Collinwood High School. A tough start to this ball game. Had a couple drops. But when it mattered most, where you needed a drive, he made 2 key catches on this drive.
Time now for our Xfinity Speed play of the game. 261 yards. You're hearing me correct. 261 yards for Josh Gordon. What a fantastic player.
Can you believe that this guy now, in 2 games, over 500 yards receiving? I mean, it was really, at one point in the game, I said on the radio, it's the Jaguars against this guy, because that's what it was.
And he missed part of the game.
He did. He missed the whole quarter. Yeah. He's still at over 260
That's,
yards.
Pretty good stuff. All right, Jeff and I are not alone here in the Jaguar Central Studios here on Jaguars All Access. We have a couple of guests tonight, including Cecil Shorts the 3rd, 6 catches, 64 yards, and, of course, the big touchdown yesterday. Also, Jed Fisch, the Jaguars offensive coordinator, also is a former Gator and coached at the Miami Hurricanes. He will join us later on in the show. Right now, we are joined by the hero of the day in Cleveland, the hometown kid. Cecil Shorts the 3rd is down at Jaguars headquarters. Just got out of practice. Thanks a lot for joining us, Cecil. And how about that catch to make that play yesterday?
It was a great feeling. I think Chad threw a great ball in a pressure situation, and Coach Jed made a great play call and ended up working out for us.
Boy, that was a rough start for you, Cecil, yesterday. But to have the opportunity makes it all better, doesn't it, at the end of the game to make up for it?
Yeah, it definitely was a rough start. I watched film today, and I guess you're showing it right now, huh?
Yeah, we got it on there.
Well, you know, it's just a matter of me just not looking the ball in. I'm trying to look up field for the ball and trying to run before I have it. And that's just something I got to work on, and you know, just catch the ball first. You can't do anything without catching the ball, so just catch the ball, then run.
Well, it makes the play of the game later on even more sweet. You're working against Joe Hayden all afternoon, another young guy, and then you look at the receiver across the field from you, Josh Gordon. I mean, what a talent he is as well.
Yeah. Joe Hayden, in my opinion, is the best corner I played against this year. Very smart, very athletic. Can do anything on the field and follows you around. And then Josh Gordon, I mean, his numbers speak for itself. He's a very good player, and he's a young guy too, so excited to see him grow.
What's it been like for you, Cecil, over the last 6 weeks? I mean, because you go from a football team that doesn't have a win and a team that's still believing in the coach to where now you've won three out of the last four. What's it been like in that locker room through especially the last 4 weeks?
It's been great. You know what I mean? Since the bye week, I think we've been 3-1. And, you know, Coach Gus is doing a great job of keeping the guys upbeat, keeping us, you know, keeping the culture right. And, you know, we buy into what Gus is saying. And it's definitely paying off right now. And the locker room is not a 3-9 locker room. We're very upbeat. We got a lot of momentum going into games. And I was saying earlier, we're a team that expects to go out and make plays. We expect to go out and win. We expect to go out and play well, which before I think we were hoping. So I think we're growing as a team.
No doubt you can tell you guys have bought into head coach Gus Bradley, and he's bought into you guys as players and what you're giving and the fact that you're bought in. I want to go back a couple of weeks ago. You said some things after a game. You wanted the ball a little bit more. You delivered after that game, but you had a conversation with head coach Gus Bradley. Can you give us some insight what that was all about and kind of take us through what Gus is all about in a situation like that?
Well, I mean, Gus understood where I was coming from. I'm a competitor. One thing he said, those go by a different way. Go to the source. So next time, whoever, you know, if you know what the situation is, go to that person, talk to it. Don't go to the media and you know, put people out in public like that. That's not a good look at all. And if I can do it over again, I definitely will go behind the scenes and keep it in-house.
All right, so the source is offensive coordinator Jed Fish. Is he standing in the room there with you?
No, he's not here yet. No.
Okay, good. So did you go to the source then?
Say that again.
So did you end up going to the source after that conversation with Gus?
Yes. I actually ended up talking to Jed first, and then ended up talking to Gus. So, yeah, we worked the things out. We understood where it was coming from. You know, I said what I had to say to him, and, you know, I apologize for the way I said it. But he understood that, you know, I did want to help the team. I wasn't trying to start anything. I was just trying to go out there and help the team win. And, you know, I feel like I can do that with the ball in my hands.
What was it like for you going back to play at Cleveland and have an opportunity to be the hero, which you were?
Honestly, it was a dream come true to go back to your hometown in front of families and friends and people I was in class with that I forgot about. It was definitely a good feeling to be there and just to, you know, make that catch in that situation after a rough game like that. It was, like I said, definitely a dream come true. You couldn't write a script better than that.
So how many tickets did it cost you? How many
tickets did it cost you? 28 tickets. It could have been a lot more, and I had to shut people off. You know, no, I can't do that. You know, I'm on a budget, so.
Well, happy for you, Cecil Shorts III, and glad to have you here on the show on Jaguars All Access right off the practice field. Good luck on Thursday night.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks
for having me. Short week for the Jags, of course, and for appearing on tonight's show, Cecil Shorts III will receive a limited edition Bueller Swiss watch. Bueller Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they are available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. All right, it's time for a little trivia as we head for our first time out on Jaguars All Access. Here is tonight's question. The Jaguars have won three straight games on the road for the first time since 2007 when they won in Denver, Kansas City, and Tampa Bay. You ready for this? Who was the starting quarterback in the win over the Buccaneers that year? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com, and you could win a $100 gift certificate from fanatics.com. Still, more to come on Jaguars All Access. The Jaguars offense got creative on Sunday. Jeff is going to the smart board to show you why it worked.
I'm John Osier, and tonight in the Ozone, I'm going to tell you why my bond with Lagerman got even stronger.
How about first career interception for Sip?
Plus, another fun locker room in Cleveland. But first, here are your Southern Ford dealers' sounds of the game.
Let's do, baby. Jazz Cat, let's go. Big game, baby. Let's go.
Just play after play.
Dominant defense. We dominating, baby.
Let's pound these dogs today.
Jones Drew is in it, and a burst of 18 by Maurice Jones-Drew. Here, Rackley the block in time to throw. And they've got Harbor for the touchdown.
Nice job, man. Good tempo. Good tempo.
Denver leading here with his own. It's picked off on the play. Grabbed by the rookie, Jonathan Cyprian.
They won, baby.
It ain't over. Let's go.
Nice job.
Jones-Drew in the backfield, third and one. He throws for a touchdown to Mercedes Lewis.
Mercedes, good job. Come
on. Get you one, man.
You guys just rush whoever's standing up, all number three to that side.
Here comes Babin. Knocked the ball away. And picked up by Marks. Bumbling. There he goes. Send Tarek Marks.
Oh,
Henny going for six. He's got shorts. That is a touchdown.
That's how you do it, baby. Let's go.
What's up, baby? That's how you finish right there.
Can't even explain this. It's the first time in the NFL. This is the greatest win I ever had in my life.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Everbank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
Join the All Access discussion right now on Twitter. Tweet my handle at BrentAS360. We can talk about Jed Fish's good game plan. He'll join us in just a couple of moments. Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau. Time to go inside the film room with Jeff Lagerman and the Baptist Health Smart Board. Jeff has a pretty cool play.
A couple really good plays by offensive coordinator Jed Fish, and the Maurice pass to Mercedes was one of the best. Now, I would call this an old 28 toss pass, because Maurice would be the two back. But the real key to this, watch the block by Cecil. If he doesn't block the linebacker, play doesn't happen. But he gets a good enough block and allows Maurice a smooth edge to get to the outside. And all of these guys are all thinking, we've got to stop Maurice on a third and one. And when they bite up, Maurice pulls it out and throws it to Mercedes. Great play designed by Jed Fish. Now, Maurice and Mercedes had plenty of things to say about this play in the locker room.
Obviously, we knew they were going to play the run. Corner stepped up. Mercedes went over and kind of just dumped it to him. So we worked it in practice a little bit. I'm glad Mercedes made me look good because it was a horrible throw.
A Bruin connection there in that game.
Yeah, you see that? You see that? It happened just the way we practiced, too. So it worked out well. It's always easier when it works out just the way you practice it.
And the other play I want to show, I call this the pigtail route. Why? Because that's what it looks like, a pigtail, right? And that is Ace Sanders in the slot position. Another great play designed by Jed Fish. You see the pigtail? There it was. A little curly cue. And Ace gets open, but the ball's got to be extremely accurate. And this is a beautiful throw by Chad Henne, right on the money to Ace Sanders. And Brent, when you've got a quarterback making throws like that, makes the game a lot easier for an offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Chad Henne playing well the last couple weeks. Jeff Lagerman, don't go anywhere. Remember the tribute a couple of weeks ago to him? We have a follow-up tonight. John Osier has been crafting this epic look at history. He does it again in the CBEST Ozone.
I'm John Osier with tonight's Ozone Question. And Anna from Orlando writes, I enjoyed the recent Jeff Lagerman football life.
He loved the fans, and they thought he was fine, too. From the farm, to the field, to the film room, he never stopped trying.
But mullet, fabulous head of hair, sounds like your doings. Jeff is a lot of man, John, more than you. His response? Well, my bond with Jeff is strong. As we discussed during the follow-up to Jeff Lagerman Football Life, Jeff Lagerman, the afterlife. We'll take a look.
And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, a football afterlife. Jeff Lagerman, J.P. Shadrick, John Osier, and the man of the hour, Jeff Lagerman. This all started with you, Osier. How did it begin?
Well, first of all, Jeff and I go back, what is it, 18 years? And I wanted to explore what made Jeff Jeff. You know, he was a good player.
I could be hunting. How did I get roped into this? I was a first-round pick, had 47 career sacks. I knocked out Jim Kelly. Osier. He never knocked out Jim Kelly.
Well, he was really a cornerstone. They needed a guy.
I'm Jeff Lagerman. I played in New York.
And to be a guy who was a solid player.
Look at Osier. Ozone. He didn't play in Denver. I played in Denver.
Jeff Lagerman, of course.
And what's with this Shadwick? Why is he here? What is this? Double A? Is Martineau booked?
Well, he was really a cornerstone.
We went from Ketchman to this? Gotta be joking. Does he ever wash that jacket? Come on. Me and Schmengi should have taken him down that night in Cincinnati when we had a chance.
And all kidding aside, JP, Jeff Lagerman, when he played here in the 90s, was one of this franchise's first great players. And he knows I know that. Our relationship, all kidding aside, is going to be just fine. Brent.
John, that's the best you've ever looked right there. Hope you feel better, buddy. More from the Ozone on Jaguars.com right now. That was classic. Good work, fellas. Still more to come on Jaguars All Access. Up next, we're talking creativity on offense. Offensive coordinator Jed Fisch joins us live from Jags headquarters. But first, we'll take it a break with Jags Wire rookie Jonathan Cyprian, mic'd up Sunday in Cleveland.
Takes the snap, play action, back to throw, under a bit of pressure, throws this one, and it's intercepted! Cyprian's got his first, he's going back the other way at the 30, gets a block at the 20, and is still looking for room near the 15, and he's met and driven out of bounds there. Jonathan Cyprian with a game-changing play.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Just to move me around in some different places, just it kind of keeps the defense off balance. Now you got to just check out of some stuff that you used to running, and starting to help out.
Rookie receiver Ace Sanders all over the place Sunday in Cleveland. He was like Bugs Bunny out there. We'll get more on that coming up in just a couple of moments. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau alongside Jeff Lagerman. Thanks to Cecil Shorts III for joining us earlier in the show. And right now we are joined by Jags offensive coordinator Jed Fisch down at Jags headquarters. Of course, the team just got out of practice. Short week for them as they play Houston on Thursday. Coach, point blank, was that the best game that you guys have had offensively this year?
Yeah, I don't know if statistically it was the most amount of yards we had, but I think it was, you know, the Denver game was a good game on offense as well. But I think overall, yeah, when you have a game that you score 32 points and you finish a drive with a finish a game with a touchdown, and then you also start a game with the second drive of the game, a touchdown. It's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, and you had to continue to fight back to regain the lead. Jed, in that game, and I'm going to show this on Jaguars.com coming up this week, Film Room Friday, which will air on Thursday, you got so creative in the ways that you got the ball to Ace Sanders as a running back, as a wide receiver. He got a carry on a third and short. Boy, what's so different with game planning with Ace now?
Well, you know what I think it is, Jeff? We're in a position now, it's week 13, and he knows the offense so much better than he did maybe early on. And I think you got to be fair to a rookie. You know, when you bring a guy in here, you can't ask him to, you know, you got to ask him to learn his position first. And then as the season's progressed, we've been able to move him around and kind of put him in different spots. I think it's been a benefit for our offense, a benefit for him, obviously, the last 3 weeks. But his knowledge base has grown, so we've been able to succeed in that department.
And how nice is it as an offensive coordinator, because I know conversation a few weeks ago, you finally got some consistency with your lineup.
Yeah, I think that's been really important. I think that's what's shown up in our running game, actually. The guys are now, everybody understands where everybody is. We've played with the same group of guys now for about 5 or 6 games. The wide receiving core now is kind of, we know who they are. They've been together now for a while. Mike Brown came back after the injury last week, so it was nice to have him back. And I think just the consistency in play and kind of being as healthy as we've been all season is right now where we're at going into Thursday night's game.
Jags offensive coordinator Jed Fisch joining us here on Jaguars All Access. How hard is it to be patient, Jed? I mean, the offense did struggle the early part of the year, struggled at times without Justin Blackmon, and now you're kind of getting the fruits of the labor. But it's tough to be patient, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's kind of been a weird, you know, it was a weird season because the first 4 weeks of the season, obviously, we were struggling to move the football the way we wanted to. And then when Justin came back, we had a pretty good stretch there. I think we were moving the ball just about as well as anyone in the league. You know, we're right there in the middle of the pack probably. And then we had that 4 week span where it wasn't as good. And now, or the first 2 weeks, I guess I should say, and then the last 2 weeks have been much better. So it's good to see us competing and moving the ball. And the second half of the season's been a lot better for us.
Chad Henne in Houston had a game which he completed 72% of his passes. And we're looking at some video of him right now. Was very efficient. This game, he comes out and when you needed it most, he got a big drive. Talk about Chad's performance.
Yeah, I think Chad, you know, the second half of the year since the bye week, he's had some pretty good performances. Even, you know, we haven't had a lot of turnovers. We've been smart with the football. I think he's probably been at about 65% over the last 4 weeks. He's made some beautiful throws, whether it be the 4th-and-1 against Arizona, whether it be the touchdown passes to Cecil and to Clay Harbor this week. So it's been nice to see him come out there and play at the level he's playing at. I think there's room to grow. I think he would tell you that he can certainly get better, but it's been nice to see him play these last 4 weeks, and the protection and has helped him tremendously recently.
All right, so you're coming off your game in which you scored the season high points, 32. Gus Bradley always says the three most dangerous words are, "I got it." Do you got it?
We don't have it. No. We don't have it. We had a good game where we could have gotten we could have had a much better game. I told our guys this afternoon that we had some opportunities out there, that we had way too many self-inflicted wounds. I think we had four drops, a penalty on a drive, and a couple of things that we probably would want to take back. So we've got plenty of room to grow. I think that we need to come out, and we got the fourth best or third best defense in the National Football League coming in town on Thursday night, and we know it's going to be quite a game on Thursday night and quite a challenge for our offense.
Jed Fish, thanks a lot for joining us here on Jaguars All Access down at Jags headquarters. Go to the film room, dial up some trick plays for Thursday night, and best of luck to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, guys. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks a lot. Still more ahead here on Jaguars All Access. It's prime time on Thursday Night Football. We will look ahead at a big party at the bank. But first, more from the locker room on Sunday after the win.
Isn't it so cool when you just go out there and get better and just get better? And it doesn't matter about them. It really doesn't. It does not do that, man. It takes discipline to have that mindset. We're not there yet, but you're feeling it. And you're feeling it. Stay strong on that. Stay committed to that, man. It's so cool. And that pie, there's enough get better for everyone, isn't there?
This is Jaguars All Access.
We had so much fun, we're out of time. We leave you with the G-Series Prime headlines. It's a short week. Party at the bank Thursday night. We'll see you at Everbank Field. Texans and Jaguars. Good night, everybody.